From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Could your next financial advisor be a centaur? Not half human, half horse. Not a Sagittarius, but half human, half machine. The future is upon us. Are you ready?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Now, we talk a lot about artificial intelligence on the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing podcast. It's now making its way into the financial world. To catch you up to speed, in artificial intelligence, aka machine learning, computers program themselves to analyze data and solve problems. Here to talk about how the financial world can now benefit from this concept is personal finance columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jason Zweig. Welcome, Jason.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So, artificial intelligence, or machine learning, as we've come to know it, we're familiar with IBM's success with its computer Deep Blue defeating, you know, the chess world. Watson won Jeopardy. But now we're seeing it in the financial world. How are financial advisors, how are they applying this type of machine learning to gather signals from clients?
Well, it's very early days, but some of the experimentation that's going on involves things like looking at social media posts for language clues. So, for example, and this is a hypothetical example, if you were feeling stress in your family life or your financial life for that matter, and you started using wording in your tweets or Facebook posts or Instagram posts that indicated signs of emotional pressure, then the artificial intelligence software might flag that for the financial advisor and say it might be a good idea to reach out to Tanya and make sure everything's okay.
Right. Gotcha. It's distinctive in that it's incorporating the best of both worlds, from human and machine. Remind us why it's important that the human element is still involved here, why we have to keep it in this equation. As good as machine learning can be, there's that element where we still kind of need the old gray matter.
Yeah, I think the beauty of the kind of system I'm describing, which I call a centaur, which is sort of half human and half something else, and in this case it's a machine,
right,
a computer. The beauty of a centaur is it enables humans to be good at what they're good at and computers to be good at what they're good at. And people, of course, it goes without saying, are extraordinarily good at empathy, at solving subtle or uncertain problems, often foreseeing difficulties down the road that they're picking up on subtle cues for, and also balancing a whole set of complex trade-offs in their head. And those are all things that human financial advisors can be remarkably good at and that make them worth every penny their clients pay them. But machines are good at a different set of problems, namely processing massive amounts of data and making inferences from complex samples of information. So if you can combine the two, you get sort of an empathetic machine or a systematic human, and the sum of the two should be greater than the sum of the parts.
Right. You hit upon this in your article, and there's the creepiness factor, though. How much should we just give to machines? You know, how much should we use them? Where's that line? What do you say to the person that is a little concerned about just giving too much to technology?
Well, I think that's a really valid concern, and this sort of approach certainly wouldn't be for everybody. And it's worth emphasizing that it's, you know, we're still talking very early days, and this field is still quite experimental. But certainly if you were uncomfortable, then you wouldn't have to participate. But I think the other thing that's important for people to realize is there's a lot of this already going on mm-hmm. in the business world, and most of the time you don't know it's happening. You know, your credit card company, for example, might be using limited artificial intelligence to determine, you know, when you're about to hit a credit limit mm-hmm. or for that matter, when a charge might potentially be fraudulent. And it's not as if you see the artificial intelligence software intervene and suddenly it's no longer a human process. It just happens without necessarily being flagged for you. And I think there are some sort of Orwellian potential characteristics to this, but considering how much we already trust computers to do, I think this process is pretty inevitable.
Yeah, exactly. If you can't beat them, join them kind of situation. Jason Zweig, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Once again, that was Jason Zweig covering all things finance for The Wall Street Journal. That'll do it for this edition of Your Money Matters. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.